KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring the literary works by the authors of Northeast Texas. Welcome to a reading of Dan Blocker, DeKalb's All-American Actor, by the author, Dr. John Hanners. Dr. Hanners is Professor Emeritus of Theater at Texas A&M University Commerce. An actor, writer, and theater director, he was head of the Department of Mass Media, Communication, and Theater from 1992 until 2010. Before that, he was head of communication and theater at Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
The following is an essay I wrote for the Texas Theater Journal, a magazine that I founded and edited from 2005 until 2012. It's called Dan Blocker, DeKalb's All-American Actor. It appeared in the January 2008 issue. Texan Dan Davis Blocker was the outsized, beloved actor who played Haas on the television series Bonanza, which ran from 1959 until 1973. Blocker was born on December 10, 1928, in DeKalb in Northeast Texas. A whopping 14 pounds, he still holds the record for the largest baby born in Bowie County. He said that his nickname as a child was Biggin, and he just kept growing. Blocker graduated high school from San Antonio's Texas Military Institute. He started college at Hardin-Simmons and then transferred to Saul Ross State Teachers College in Alpine, where at 6'3", 300 pounds, he played football, boxed, and acted in college productions. His All-American gridiron prowess became the stuff of legend, and he was offered a lucrative professional football contract. But he found acting more satisfying than athletics. He graduated in 1950 with a B.A. degree in speech and drama. He worked one season in Boston doing summer stock before being drafted into the Army, where Blocker saw intense combat with the 45th Oklahoma Division in Korea. Discharged, he in quick succession married his college girlfriend, Ophelia Lee Parker, earned an M.A. from Saul Ross, began a family, and taught high school speech and drama in Sonora, Texas, and Carlsbad, New Mexico. In 1956, Blocker moved to California, where he studied for a Ph.D. in drama at UCLA. He prepared to settle into the life of a sedate drama professor when he auditioned for and won a small role as a cavalry officer in an episode of Gunsmoke, which aired on August 25, 1956. He never looked back. Blocker appeared in a few television shows and films where he learned to contrast his enormous size with a gentle, slightly befuddled persona that worked well for comedy as it did for serious dramas. He was working as a substitute high school drama teacher when he was cast as Eric Haas Cartwright in a new NBC pilot of doubtful promise and little prospect. Called Bonanza, the project became one of the most popular and enduring shows in television history. The program featured the adventures of the brawny Cartwright brood, Father Lorne Green and his sons Purnell Roberts, Michael Landon, and Blocker, who lived on a sprawling, prosperous ranch near Virginia City, Nevada. A sentimental and predictable Western, Bonanza was the first television show to broadcast every episode in color. And, like its CBS rival Gunsmoke, it was a showcase for the leading actors and actresses of the day. The series ran for 13 years and was the most-watched television program of the 1960s. It held a number one rating from 1964 through 1967, and until its final season, never left the top 20 list. Blocker earned $20,000 an episode, a hefty paycheck for the time. But he was always a reluctant star. He complained to a TV Guide reporter that, quote, "a man never appreciates his privacy until he's lost it. They keep telling me it's the price you have to pay." "The price I have to pay for what? Fame? I'm in this business for money. I still can't believe that people are that interested in me. If they don't have anything more to concern them than Haas Cartwright, then what hope is there?" The 1963 Texas Press Association Texan of the Year, Blocker was an unabashed liberal Democrat and civil rights activist during the Vietnam War. He vigorously stumped for Lyndon B. Johnson during the 1964 presidential campaign. He supported Eugene McCarthy in 1968. Accused by the press of moving to Switzerland to avoid paying U.S. taxes, Blocher said that he had no objections to paying taxes. But instead of being used for highways, the environment, and social programs, he claimed his taxes were, quote, being used to drop napalm on the people in Southeast Asia. He worked tirelessly for numerous charities, dabbled in a few minor film roles, and invested heavily in several businesses, including Ponderosa Bonanza Steakhouses and the Vinegaroon Racing Associates. At the height of his career, and just as he was being considered for several major film roles, Blocher entered the hospital for gallbladder surgery. But something went terribly wrong. And on May 13, 1972, he died of a blood clot in his lung. He was 43 years old. Blocher left behind his wife and four children. Dan Blocher is buried in DeKalb, his birthplace. And today he is still revered by Texas friends and family as a down-to-earth, generous, loyal, fiercely intelligent individual. The character Hoss Cartwright, exuberant, persistent, brave, tender-hearted, but never backing down from a challenge, remains an iconic figure 36 years after the actor's death.
You've been listening to Texas Scribes. Today's reading of Dan Blocher, DeKalb's All-American actor, was read by the author, Dr. John Hanners. Texas Scribes features literary works by the authors of Northeast Texas and can be heard each Friday morning on KETR.